say, this is not right. I asked for a room with a bath, and this room has not even running water. So you go talk to somebody who can do something. But if there's nobody who can do anything about it, why complain? Because the ego loves it. Why complain in the head, or talk to yourself about it, talk to other people about it, feel the emotions that go with it. And that's how it's so normal to live like that, to be at odds with what? Reality. I'm against it. What do you think of reality? I'm completely against it. Of course, reality is ultimately only ever the present moment, but that's enough for the ego, because, and here we come to the crunch of it, we started pointing to it at the very beginning already. The ego has an intense dislike of the present moment. It would rather make it into an enemy, or at least try to get away from it, which is also a kind of making it into an enemy. So you have to be very alert within yourself to catch yourself being trapped in that mind movement, where you are in conflict with the present moment, and the ego loves it. But when you see it, this is the beginning of freedom, when you notice in yourself that you are making the only thing there is ever in your life, you're making that into an enemy. Now, you find something in it to argue with, to react against, to disagree with, and even talk about it to yourself or to others. And then you can see there comes the movement towards future and say, I want something better than this. This shouldn't be. This moment should not be happening. Of course, there are many dreadful things that happen on this planet continuously, even at this very moment, because of the inner state of humanity. The dreadful things that happen have their cause not in external situations. It looks like that only. The cause of the suffering that humans inflict on each other and themselves is within. Of course, it's within each human being, carries that unconscious conditioning inside. And one could almost say they are forced to act it out. And that's what gives people their sense of personal self. It's totally conditioned. So you have to be very alert to, in yourself, to catch yourself being in an antagonistic relationship with the present moment. Not saying yes to it, but meeting this moment with an inner no. And imagine living like that for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Sometimes covered up with a little smile. But you're just looking for the next thing to react to. And what that does even to your body, what that does to the otherwise harmonious energy flow that nature intended for the body, because what it leads to is a continuous physical contraction. So if you can catch yourself in that inner no to what we could call, and this is a wonderful expression, it goes back to the Buddha really, the isness of this moment. Buddha had the term suchness, the isness of what is now. And how mad it is to fight it internally. You're fighting against life. And the mind now says, yes, but there may be something happening that's totally wrong. Things happen continuously that the mind could call wrong.